You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Hello, everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds Radio, and you'll get a part of my arm and a little bit of a blur on the front page right now. I'm working on getting my video stream set and adjusted here a little bit. You actually will see my overlays on the lower part of the page. The front page on bbsradio.com is actually under whitesskycloud.com, and the phone number that you can actually reach me if you want to get a full reading. That is on PayPal. But if you're wanting to get a reading, complimentary reading tonight, we do have the numbers available for you. They're toll-free. And those are complimentary readings on the BBS Radio Show. If you wish to call in, then these are the toll-free numbers. It's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And those who are in Canada is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And international callers, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I'd like to welcome everyone in the Pal Talk chat room as well as the BBS Radio chat room. Tonight it's about me. I've been trying to do a little bit more readings as well for the last little while, so I'm looking forward to doing this. And everyone here in the Pal Talk chat room is hoping to get a private reading, but anybody can actually call in. And yes, we can call for full readings or a reading. Please call in this number toll free. As you can hear my voice, I'm sure, and you'll get to hear your voice on radio. We do have a show called bbsradio.com, those who are listening in, this is what we do. I work as a psychic medium and paranormal investigator. What we've been doing this last little while with Dawn and the crew, we're trying to get more television set up here on the from the Ustream.tv, and we're working on bringing in more of the stream linking of television on the internet. So it's actually been going, an ongoing thing. It's been going for the last, say, about six months to a year. It's brand new. It's something that's never been done before. A lot of people are trying it out. We think it's fabulous. It's going to be working quite well in the future. It's going to get better and better all the time. I'm dealing with a little bit of challenges of pixelating right now, which it will improve a whole lot more. I know it'll get a little bit better. As well as, what else is happening here? Well, I've been pretty busy doing my work as usual. Now, those of you who really don't know who I am, I actually work as a psychic medium. I've been doing a lot of this work here for over 20 years. And I travel pretty well, a lot of places across Canada. I haven't crossed the border much yet. I haven't done much there because a lot of people asking me if I go to the U.S. I haven't gone much there because I've been so busy. What can I say? So I'm still working on that area. But what we're working on right now, in the near future, we're actually doing a paranormal show, television series here in Canada. And so you're going to start noticing that we're going to sound a whole lot better, and I'm working on getting another mixing board in here. So we're going to actually do much better all the time. So anybody who actually wants to get a reading, please call in these toll-free numbers that are in the room on the Pal Talk chat room. Those are also in the BBS Radio chat room if you want to ask questions. And it doesn't always have to be also something that's psychic at all. It could be something else you want to talk to about, anything else that we're into. I also want to let you know, too, folks, I am starting to carry some sponsors on the show. I decided to do that. It does help support me, keep me going a little bit longer. I've been doing this radio show from BBS Radio for over 2.5 years. And so I thought, you know what, there's a lot of people that have been wanting to have a lot of, they want to be connected with me because they know very well it'll benefit them as far as their business is concerned. So I decided to take on some sponsors. We have a new sponsor who actually I have actually interviewed about a month ago, and that is the B-Hip Crew. Now, it doesn't seem like we're having a problem with their hip, but actually it's a B-Hip drink. And the B-Hip drink actually is non-caffeinated. There's no caffeine in it. And I actually have tried it. And I'll tell you this right now, folks. It actually is fabulous because it's an energy drink and it does help a whole lot. Now, I know we've got callers calling in, so we have a caller calling in. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I'm calling from California. My name is Irma. And
your name
I'm supposed to get paid to move out. I'd like to know when I'm going to get paid and when I'm going to move out.
When you're going to move?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. Most people like to make the intention of moving when they want to. Okay. And your first name again from?
Excuse me?
Your first name again?
My name is Irma.
How do you spell that, my dear?
I-R-M-A.
Irma. Okay.
Irma.
That's a nice name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, see what I can do for you here. I want to let you know right now, I do have an older woman here who wants to be part of your life, so to speak. I want to say she feels like a grandmother figure on your mother's side who's crossed over. Does that make sense?
Can you repeat it again, please?
Can you hear me?
Can you repeat it again?
Can you hear me, Irma?
Yes.
Okay. I have an older woman here who's passed over, and she tells me she's connected to your mom's side of the family. I feel like she's grandmother who's passed away. Is that correct?
Yeah, my husband's grandmother.
Okay. She's coming through, and she's acknowledging you, and she wants to let you know she's helping you.
You see?
Okay. She wants to help you from the spirit world. Now, for some reason, I feel like...
Yes.
You need to get more intensively, make a decision that you want to move, because for some reason, you're still hesitating not to.
For some reason, what?
Why are you hesitating not to move?
Yes.
You understand? Are you hesitating not moving?
I have a what?
Are you hesitating not to moving?
If I had a date into not moving?
Yeah, are you hesitating? Are you
not
yourself
yet.
Going?
Not yet. That's why I'm trying to ask you when we supposed to move out and when we supposed to get the pay to move out.
Okay. I'm still misunderstanding here. I don't know what's going on all of a sudden. We're having problems with radio waves. But I will share this with you.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No.
I would say the next 3-4 months you'll be making a move, and you will be moving. 3 to 4 months.
3 to 4 months?
Yes.
And we're going to have to pay you for...
You're not going very far. It's not very far from California. It's within California, but not very far.
Can you hold a second, please? What she wants to know is she has to get paid to move out. She's not hesitating, but she wants to move out, but she can't move out until she gets paid.
Okay, that's the hesitation then.
Well, yeah, but not on her part. So I'm handing her the phone back. Hold on.
So they're the ones that give me problems.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, but she's playing you better than I think.
Yeah, I understand more now. So basically, it's not you who's hesitating. It's they're playing with your money.
Yeah.
Okay. In approximately 3 to 4 months, you will do fine.
3 to 4 months?
Yes.
All right. Can I have another question?
Yes.
what I'm going to have in the future.
What you're going to have as far as a job is concerned?
Yes.
I'm seeing you go back to school. Like you're educating for a specific job.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I have my kids live in Hamilton, Ontario. And my wish is to be with them, so I'm being very strangled about it.
Where do you want to move to?
I wish I can move to Hamilton with my kids. I have two boys in Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, Hamilton, Ontario.
Yeah.
Okay. Not so well yet, but you will get that chance.
Excuse me?
Not for a while yet, but you will have that chance.
Not for a while?
Yeah.
Okay.
It will work.
What about my husband?
Your husband going with you?
He doesn't want to move out.
That's hesitation.
Excuse me?
That's the hesitation.
Yeah.
Does that make sense now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll have to discuss it with them, make decisions. Okay?
I can't really hear you.
You'll have to discuss those things with your husband to make the decision.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. For some reason, we're having troubles with that particular phone line. There must have been either feedback from the radio station itself, because when you have another radio station on at the same time, folks, that's what happens. You get feedback. That does happen. It's hard to understand at times, but if you want to hear me again, I will repeat it. That's why I said there was a bit of a hesitation. I felt with hesitation that there was not going to be anything happening to make the move. Somebody was makes a lot of sense, was actually her husband. And the other part of it was that I'm seeing about 3 or 4 months from the time that she decides to want to move. But there's also the idea of this person or this woman herself who wants to, she'll need to get an education. That means she'll have to, if she's going to be educating school, to do something else. And if she wants to move to be where her kids are in Hamilton, Ontario, there'll be about a 3 or 4 month wait yet. So just be patient, but it'll all work out for her. Okay? These things do happen at times. I don't know why, for some reason, I was getting double feedback. Now, I don't think our station itself actually does that. So, but if you are listening to the show, please turn your volume down, folks, because you get double feedback and I can hear it overwhelming me at the same time. So, anyways, we do have callers calling in, so please give me a call. And these are the numbers here available to you. That's 877-876-5227. And in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And in the international callers, 530-876-3222. I'm looking forward to talking to some of the people actually from down under or those in the UK. Have not heard from you guys in a while, so give me a scream if you want to chat with me. or even some old friends who I haven't spoken to in a long time. I used to hear guys calling in from all over the place to say, hey, Derek, how's it going? And to see how you guys are doing. Now, take a little bit of quick water here, folks. Okay, we've got a caller calling in. We have a caller here? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Hello, what's your name?
Sherry Lynn.
Oh, hi, Sherry Lynn.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Where are you calling from?
Pardon?
Where are you calling from?
Didsbury.
Oh. You! How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Derek. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you, my dear?
I have a question.
Yes.
Regarding family more so than myself.
Okay.
My sister and I feel that my mother's quite ill. and we're kind of wondering what you see for that, and also basically for the path that my sister's family is taking.
Now, repeat that one more time.
Candace and I want to know what you see happening with my mom.
Yeah.
And we're also wondering how you're feeling about the path that Candace's family's on.
The path that Candace's family's on?
Yes.
Path as in what?
Well, you know what? It's more their love life than anything, actually.
Okay.
She's worried that her daughter isn't going to, has given up the love of her life. And she's also worried that her son has found the love of his life.
Okay. Well, let me share something with you. I mean, you know me well enough. When a person makes a decision for themselves, when they make a life for themselves, you can't change their minds. If a young one wants to choose, he or she wants to, that's exactly what's going to happen. They will want. We can't step in their way. We can give them advice. We can give them all the advice we can in the world to our blue in the face, but they have to make that sole decision themselves. The thing is that with Candace, let's see here with her. She's going to have a confrontation with her son, and it's going to be kind of messy. She has to be very tender and not to hurt his feelings, and do not allow her to for her to hurt her own feelings. She's going to start feeling this in the next 6 days. Now, I don't know what's going on here, but for some reason, someone here within Candace's children, either somebody's talking about having an affair, or talking about, like, it's an affair. Not an affair as in a fooling around affair, but an affair as in putting something together that's something really big.
Okay.
Okay. Now, with your mom, I know your mom so well. She used to try and give advice so often. You remember? All the time, always have to give you a chat up and chat up and chat up and give you all the advice in the world. And you just listen. But for some reason, I got a funny feeling your mom's beginning to lose her thinking. You know, like she's beginning to lose memory more.
That's what we think.
I got a funny feeling she's actually becoming, let's see. I got a very strong energy of Alzheimer's. I got a funny feeling you're losing your mom through Alzheimer's, not dementia.
Okay.
So I would say your best bet to do is to pray every day for strong support. There will be a time that your mom will be called by your dad to come and get her.
Okay.
Okay. Just take a deep breath and let things happen. Just work with her and give her as much love as you can.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, don't carry the hurt. There's no fault at you. And there's no fault at Candace. That's just the way things are.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Take care, my dear.
Okay, you too.
Bye. I can feel it. It's like, okay, I'll let you folks know. Sheridan used to be my ex-wife. Used to be my wife over 30 years ago, and I know the family quite well. I mean, we've only been there, we were together for about 3.5 years, but what's happened to me since then, no matter if you know someone well enough or not well enough, you get the feelings of someone else. and or someone coming through. When I haven't spoken to Sherry for many years after I moved on, and I would say 2 years ago, her dad came to see me in spirit, and he wanted to say hello. And I thought, now it was strange for me to even realize that he came to see me, but he just wanted to say hello. And then within, I would say, a few weeks after that, I heard from Sherry Lynn. So I knew then that something was going to happen. And, you know, that I was going to be making contact with her again. I thought, oh, great, this is fabulous. You know, you make contact with someone again you haven't spoken to in a long, long, long time. Because you're always curious about how your exes are doing. You know, it's kind of cool, actually. But that's how things are. And anyways, I try to keep myself as open as possible to give people as much advice. And no, I don't hate my ex-wife. She's a fabulous person. We just didn't work out, you know. And, you know, this is how things are. So, am I watching the room? Yes, folks, I am watching the room. we are taking calls through the phone number. So if you're interested in getting a call, give me a call. We got a caller calling in. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. And who am I speaking to?
Veronica.
Veronica. Where are you from?
I'm from Pasadena, California.
Pasadena. How's the weather up there?
It's good. It's a little warm today, but it's really good.
Good. So what can I do for you?
I was just wondering what you see for me, like in relationships. Any messages for a relationship?
Okay. Okay, I'm hearing someone saying she's breaking up. So what's going on with you right now?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to break up with my boyfriend. I just think he's not really good for me, and I was wondering if there's maybe... I know I shouldn't be looking to something else, but it's been a while for me to break off with him, and I just wanted to see if there's something better, really, that's the truth, something better out there for me.
Okay. Hang on a second here, my dear. You looking for somebody better?
Well, I'm not very happy with this relationship.
So then why aren't you moving on?
I'm sorry?
Why aren't you moving on?
You know, I've been trying for the last year, and some reason I don't know. I have no idea. I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, your best off to do is you got to work up the courage to move on. When's your birth date?
September 4th.
September 4th. I'm curious why you're taking so long. Okay. Move on.
Okay.
Okay. There's going to be someone else that you will find in your life that's going to be, much more affectionate with you that you've always wanted.
Okay.
But you need to learn some lessons yourself, because what I feel what you're doing really is you're trying to control the relationship. You got to be in a balance or it won't work.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I can feel you, my dear. I can feel the energy you're going through.
Okay. It's just been a long time. I've been by myself. I just always go back, and I have no idea why. So I just wanted to maybe get some insights of why I'm there, and I know it's fear, so just to be by myself, so.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. These things do happen, and you know, when we go into relationships, and here's something that most people don't understand, when a young person's in a relationship, young women at times like to control the relationship. I don't know why they want to do that. They want to you know, wind the young man around their fingers and say, well, I'll teach you how, I'll show you how, what I can do, or that sort of thing. At times, what you can end up doing is actually hurting yourself. And sometimes we need to do really is to sit back and work together in the relationship, not have to be in control of the relationship. And some people do have a tendency of feeling they're not going to do enough, or they don't think they're not doing enough, good enough for with each other, for themselves. So this seems to happen. We have another caller calling in. Hello.
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 Hi. Hello.
Yes, I hear you.
Hi. How are you? I'm interested in getting a reading.
Yeah, what is your name?
Michael.
Michael, where are you calling from, Michael?
Calling you from Philly.
From Philly?
Yes.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I'm a little concerned right now about my love life. I was married for 5 years, and we're going through, like, sort of a separation.
Okay.
I'll give you some insight on that, like, if I should continue with this, should I get the divorce or not?
Well, what I'm getting here, I'm getting a female making wanting to go to the door. Why?
I'm sorry, I didn't repeat that.
Are your partner, your wife wants to leave you?
No, actually, it's we've been married since 5 years. We had an arranged marriage, and it just hasn't been working out. We have 4 children, and it's been a tough time on us. And she's at her family now. She decided just to walk out. Like 3 or 4 days ago, and
yeah, that's what I said. She left you.
Yeah, she walked out, but it's like she wants to come back now, but I don't know if I want her.
Okay, I'm gonna ask spirit questions here. Just hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
I would give her a chance.
Give her a chance.
Yeah, give her one more chance.
Even though, like, it's been 5 years and I gave her, like, 20 chances already?
Let's put it this way. Here's what you need to do. Tell her this. If she doesn't smarten up, and not by your bidding, but doesn't smarten up and become a partner as in, partner, you know, equal partner, not trying to control the relationship. This is what we had as a phone call before that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see her having an affair. I'm seeing her just feeling she's just so unsettled. She doesn't know what to do with herself. And she feels like she needs to reach out, and she's trying to find herself.
Yeah.
So I recommend what you need to seriously consider doing is start spending some time with her and create something new with each other, or you both need to go see therapy together. Not therapy as a psychological therapy, but a marriage therapist.
And we also haven't been intimate with each other since about a year and a half. How do you feel that's going to be?
Sorry, you haven't what, sir, again?
We haven't, had sexual relations since, like, a little over a year.
Yeah, that's because how many kids you had? 4?
4.
Okay. Women at times, when they have that many children, they don't feel like having sex. And they feel at times that it's part of a... some women feel that when you have sex, it's more like it's an obligation to have children, not to be used as a sexual need to work as a partner. So what you need to do is, like I said before, is see a therapist, possibly even a sex therapist with each other. Again, learn about each other. You need to redo this.
You know, I'll even do a little blowjob. I don't care.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
But, I'll even get a blowjob or something, whatever. It's just that she don't want to do nothing.
Well, I would be careful the words you say on the show itself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you're looking for that type of relationship with her, you're going to have to see a therapist with her to make the goal, like because she has to relearn about her sexual need.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure, Derek.
Okay. Take it.
Eat my cockmeat sandwich. Cockmeat sandwich. Derek?
Yeah?
Cockmeat sandwich.
Take it easy.
Suck my brick. Derek?
Yes?
Suck my brick. Derek? Derek?
Yes?
Eat my balls.
Okay. Okay. Sometimes people like to try to slide something in that's going to be kind of rude and crude. So anyways, I just froze them. We're one step ahead of these guys. Anyways, these things do happen once in a while, folks, so don't take it to heart. Lessons we learned if you try to do things like this on radio. So, anyways, we've got a caller calling in. Hello?
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 Yes.
Your
first name is?
Susan.
Susan, where are you calling from?
New Hampshire.
Where from again, my dear?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Oh, okay. And what can I do for you?
I just wondered if you see a relationship coming for me at all. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just talking to Spirit here real quickly, my dear.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second here. I've got someone coming through right now, and I want to bring up this person who's crossed over. They crossed over, and there's a male figure here who's passed. He shows himself being, and they actually had a, I'm not sure if it was a head injury or a, sounds to me like it's a, like a stroke, like a heart attack or stroke. And I'm being shown like another male figure. He's on your father's side of the family.
Okay.
Either your grandfather or father, who passed?
My grandfather, but it was, I don't think that's where he passed from.
This is like, to me, it feels like an internal head injury.
I have no idea.
What did your grandfather pass of?
Cancer.
What kind of cancer?
He actually passed, he had cancer, it went to his lungs, and he passed from lung cancer.
Just lung cancer?
Yes.
Okay, no, there's somebody else here. This is a male.
Mm-hmm.
He tells him to you, he tells me he's a male. He's crossed over. And he tells me he had dealt with head injuries.
Head
like
injuries?
Like an internal head injury. Almost like
he did have an uncle that was killed from a something falling on him.
Okay, that's the man.
He fell from
uncle,
a crane
then.
Or something like that falling on him many years ago?
Yeah. Yes, but it crushed. I'm talking about, yeah, this must be the brain injury or the head injury.
Right.
He's passed, right?
Yes.
Is your father's brother?
His uncle.
Or your grandfather? Your father's uncle?
Right.
Okay, so this is the male that's coming through. He's
okay.
The one that's watching over you.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I never met him, actually.
That's fine. He actually wants to work with you. He's a guide to you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, he's the one that's helping you to help you arrange relationships. Now, are you in one right now, relationship?
No.
Okay. Let's find one here. 2 to 3 months. I'm being told in about 2 to 3 months you will start to make connection with someone here as far as a partner is concerned. And the way I'm seeing it, it's almost like meeting someone at a restaurant.
Oh.
So either it's through friends, but you meet this man that way, this partner. Okay? But don't stay at home and wait for them to come to you. You got to make the intention out there yourself.
Right.
Okay, I'm seeing the scene as if I'm going to a restaurant, just as if I'm walking inside. That's how they're showing it to me.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But let the family know that your uncle is the one that's watching over you. He's the one that's taking care of you.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, I'm going to go into a little bit of a commercial here, folks. I'm going to share this information with you. Now, some of you here, I'm not sure if you know anything about the name called BHIP. I had this client on my show like I said, about 4 months ago, and it's called BeHip, and actually it's an energy blend drink. It's in the, actually in the packet form. It's actually quite fabulous. This is what it looks like. And it's almost like you're going to go to the store and you buy Kool-Aid in that kind of packages, and it has a nice flavor to it. It has a bit of that, that raspberry, strawberry flavor. It's quite nice. And myself, to let you know, actually, all you do is put the powder right into the glass, up in my little glass bottle, and I shake it all up, and it lasts you a full whole day. And it's, talk about energy. I would say about maybe a month ago, I actually was so bagged, and I had to go to work the next morning really early, and I am maybe lucky that I only had 4 hours sleep. And I thought, you know what, throw this drink together, and I drank it down, about half a bottle of it. I'm telling you, I was feeling really good all day. It was absolutely fabulous. And so, you know, let you know, guys, know that actually it does work. Now, they call it a new breed of energy, herbal clean energy, and it's actually delivering the world's first herbal clean energy formula. All natural ingredients, zero artificial caffeine, stimulants, or byproducts. Now, the ingredient that's in it actually is guarana. It's a natural, like a fruit. And every other company they've been competed up against. They've actually had the competition. They've actually did the comparisons of the top four selling brands worldwide with BeHip. The first brand they competed against is Red Bull, Monster, Rockstar, and Full Throttle. And guess what? BeHip outdid them all because it is a natural drink. It's not a caffeine. If you take too much of the caffeine, I tell you, we've had so many horror stories. I've heard people actually end up in the hospital on account of too much caffeine in their system from these kind of drinks. Especially people that are young, like teens. They figure if you take that type of drink, Red Bull or Monster or Rockstar or Full Throttle, if you take it first thing in the morning and using it more like a replacement from breakfast, I'm telling you, you're not going to feel that great because it makes you really, it can really do some damage to you. So you got to be really careful when you, and they give those warning signals on those cans or bottles to not to drink so much of that stuff. But with BeHip, you can have as much as you want and it will not do harm to you. It is natural. Calories are 24. Carbs are 6 grams. Sugars, there's 2 grams of sugar comparatively to 29 grams of most of the other drinks that you compare to. Sodium, 10 milligrams. The rest are 70 to 180 to 290 milligrams. Guarana is the only one is in the BeHip. Every other drink actually has caffeine, between 75 milligrams to 80 milligrams. So what does that tell you? That tells you that BeHip actually is actually one of the best. Now, Herbal Clean is the purest form of rapid energy delivery to your body. BeHip's proprietary blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and amino acids is scientifically formulated to infuse and instantly replenish energy at the cellular level with zero interference from artificial caffeine, stimulants, sugar, and or byproducts. The result, purest form of rapid energy delivered in minutes that lasts for hours. Now, BeHip's proprietary energy formula consists of ingredients backed by over 2,000 years of medical research. 2,000 years! I can't figure out how to mean 2,000 years of medical research. I think it means like 2,000 years of research, but it has helped people through the medical system. BeHip scientific formulators are proud of being a category creator by delivering a healthy herbal clean energy to the beverage industry. BeHip Energy has created a new dynamic for all the sports drinks and energy drinks categories. If you're seeking a convenient but all-natural method to enhance energy performances, vitality, and mental health clarity, BeHip Energy is your answer. Truly a brand new breed of energy. Now, if you want to make contact with this, the people that actually are selling it, it's actually sold all across the world, and you'll actually, if you go to my website, on bbsradio.com, go to the info room, which is my show called Between Two Worlds. You'll see what the banner is, BeHip, capital letter B-H-I-P, and you'll see the phone number at the, and also the, those who are locally here, you can actually call toll-free, and the toll-free numbers are 1-507-726-3800, that's 1-507-726-3800, that's actually the phone number itself, and also, if you want to go to www.bhip.com, Brenda, which is a number 8 next to it, .teaminmotion.com. That's Brenda8.teaminmotion.com. Brenda J is the one that actually put this website up, this site up, and it's absolutely, like I said, I can tell you folks, when I talk about something that I believe in, I do believe in this stuff. It does help me a whole lot. Also, one more thing I want to share with you. They got a brand new drink they're bringing up, which I'm sure a lot of you know about, the Noni. You've heard of Noni juices. Well, they also have Noni Ghee. They just brought this out, and it's also in powdered form. In powdered form. So, again, that's another great flavor drink. I just got this given to me today, and I haven't tried this myself, but next week, I'm sure, I'll let you know what the Noni tastes like. But I do know this one here, B-Hip, is absolutely fabulous. So let me know, folks, what you think of it. A lot of people have actually done a lot of research on it, and there's more than one energy drink around. There's a whole bunch of new energy drinks coming out. But if you want something that's natural and that's healthy, get the B-Hip. It's worth it. It's absolutely fabulous. That's what gives me all my energy. Keeps me on my toes, plus my wife. Anyways, folks, to let you know, we're ready for more calls. If you want to call in, toll-free numbers. See the toll-free numbers here. These are 877-876-5227. Those who are in the U.S., 877-876-5227. And 888-815-9756 and 530-876-3222. International callers, we've got a caller calling in. Yes. Who am I speaking to?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
This is Derek White SkyCloud. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Michael from Miami, Florida.
Michael from Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would like to know, I adopted a cat about 7 years ago, and she passed away about 2 weeks ago. And
okay.
I would like to ask you a question. Is her spirit still around me? Hello?
Yeah. The cat is around you. Always will be until you decide to get another cat.
Mm-hmm. So, if I get another cat, she'll be gone?
I'm sorry?
If I get another cat, she'll still be there?
What happens, and I'll share this with you, when I got a cat, and I had him for about 8 years because he ended up getting kidney disease, when he passed away, he stuck with me for about 3.5 months until I decided to get another kitten. And I wasn't trying to find one, but a friend of mine just said, I've got a kitten that I can't keep. We're looking for something to give it a home. Would you be interested in taking this kitten in? When this kitten looked like it was so tiny, I brought
the kitten in.
And when I had this kitten come into my life, my cat left me. He decided to move on. But
wow.
My cat decided to stay on my side.
I actually know the pain. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, but I'm sure, like I said, I'm not upset, but I know what it feels like. And but to let you know, that's what can be done. To let you know that your cat is always around you until you decide to get another one.
Well, but could you ask the spirits if the cat is definitely around me? Because I want to make sure to suit my soul.
Well, let's put it this way. When it comes to time, you'll end up getting two cats.
Mm-hmm. Well, so is the cat around me right now?
Yeah. You'll have two cats around you.
My cat had chicken nipples.
Sorry?
I never even had a cat.
You will have two cats.
No, sir. I never even had a cat.
Yes, you did.
I hate cats.
Your family have cats, man.
So
sorry.
You told me I had cats, so how's the spirit around me?
Seth,
what?
Kill it. Seth. kind of funny, folks. We got one young kid by the name of Michael who's trying to cause trouble. And there are two cats around Michael in his family. It's not because Michael didn't have a cat, but there is a cat, and I can tell the story. I knew the young man had no patience to listen to what I was trying to say, but I told the story. Let's put it this way, Michael. You can try and call as much as you possibly can, but one day it was going to happen that someone in spirit is going to be paying you a visit in your dreams, and it's going to scare the living hell out of you. And then you're going to wish you don't mess with me, because I work with spirit all the time. You think of this as a joke, try me, because it's not a game to play with. I've done paranormal investigating for a lot of years. And if I look for animals or if I look for people that's going to be around you, I will see them. And if you're going to try to play the game, hey, I don't care. I'll challenge you, because you're a young man who tries to cause a little bit of trouble, but never again. Okay? People love animals, and you see you never had animals. I don't care if you didn't have animals or not. Your parents did. Family did. And yes, there are cats around you. And cats are quite psychic. Animals are around you in spirit. So be careful, my friend. It'll bite you in the butt. I know, because I've had people try to tempt me one time. I'm going to tell you a quick story, folks. I had a young girl one time who was challenging me one day. And she said to me that, she said, witches rule, Wiccan's rule. She said, Wiccan's rule. I said, really, be careful what you say. She says, why? I said, because I am a shaman. And I do work with spiritual medicines. I said, be careful what you say, because you're no better than me, but we're equals. Oh, we're greater. We have more rule. We go more rule. Well, guess what? That night, something happened to her. The next day, she came out walking down the street, crying her eyes out, walking by me. And I said, what's the matter? You look sad. And she said, my hair is falling out. What happened? I woke up that morning. She said, my hair's falling out. I said, well, now you know. Right? Okay, we'll take care of that. Aloha, Jasmine. Yes. Anyways, we have a caller calling in.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Kay.
Kay.
I'm from Iowa.
Yes.
I guess my question is, I've been having throat chakra issues, and recently it's like a lump in the top of my throat. It's there right now. And I guess any insight you can give me regarding maybe what I'm not releasing, what I need to release, maybe what I need to speak up about, or just any input regarding that or whatever.
Okay. Well, throat chakra issues?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been practicing using your chakras?
Maybe past several years. More so
okay.
Within the last several years.
Okay.
And I believe I think I just experienced maybe a heart chakra kind of opening up. But maybe I had closed down my heart some, and maybe that's opening up or has moved up to my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really nervous.
Okay. Why are you feeling nervous?
I'm not for sure. Maybe I'm nervous about what I'll hear.
Okay. When one expresses their feelings and you're having a hard time speaking to others, you need to sit back and okay, hang on a second, my dear. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. When one expresses oneself, you want to express how you feel. And when you have that choking sensation, if you feel that your throat is sore in a way and you don't know what to do with it, it becomes, it's just the way things are when you try to explain to people. Throat chakras, how do you explain it? When you don't want to deal with something, your throat starts to come up in knots. The way you want to express your feelings to people, your throat comes up in knots. When you want, if you have a fear of singing, your throat goes in knots. You're afraid of meeting people that you want to express your feelings to someone, it goes into knots. It's like having your throat chakras is expressing the healing, and it comes from expressing how you feel about someone or something. You can look at things and express your feelings with that and enjoy it. But I would say not to worry about the throat chakra that's giving you problems. I would say look at your health.
My health?
Yeah, just like making sure you check your health and make sure your throat's not giving you problems. There are viruses going around right now.
Okay, okay. I know it's not a throat virus. I know that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a massage therapist, and the lump comes up in my throat. Well, lots of times it comes up in my throat while I'm giving people massages.
Well, if you're giving people massages and work as a throat, and you're getting issues coming from your throat, that means that you're feeling what they're feeling as far as their energy is concerned. That's what happens.
Okay.
Okay. So you're feeling their expressive feelings, and so when you want, if someone themselves wants to say something, and you're feeling that stuff, that you may have to do is express back to them, say, "May I share that with you and tell you what I feel from that I'm getting these feelings from you." And what I do, for example, if I do Wing Chi, I have clients that are on the healing bed, and I lay crystals on them, and I do my analysis after, and I'll tell them what I feel from them. Which is based on what they're dealing with as far as their health is concerned, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. And then they'll make the decision whether they accept that decision or that advice or not. Just let it come from the heart, just tell them how you're feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you don't see anything particular, any particular thing that needs to be released or is working its way out?
Not a negative way, no. Just keep on giving yourself some positive way of thinking and just be confident. But I will say this, I'm seeing you go back to school. I'm seeing you actually talk about going back to either college or university to continue your education. And I'm feeling you're having a hard time walking through that door, but don't worry about it.
Do you know which area the education would go?
Well, I'm seeing you walking upstairs into the building itself. So to me, it feels like you're going into almost like a library. That means you're studying most likely health or what you choose in that area, because I feel like when you go upstairs, you look as if you're going to a library. That means you'll be doing research and what you decide to do for your future. You'll have to make your own decision on that one.
All right.
But stay with alternative health if you can. That will give you more knowledge in helping others.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Hey, do I have time for one more quick question?
What's that?
About my romantic life. I haven't had much of a romantic life for quite a while, and just if you see anything in that area.
What's your birthday?
October 5th, 1966.
56 or 66?
66.
Honestly, you wouldn't have any problems finding someone in your life, but you're basically, to do is you're holding yourself back. And you really haven't settled your mind into what you want to do yet.
That makes sense.
Okay, so what you need to seriously look at is, and your birthday's coming up here, so I'll have your birthday soon.
Thank you.
But try not to worry about how the results are not going to work, but how look forward to be positive about what you're going to do. Now, the only interesting part of it is you do have the ability to speak to people as a counselor. So you're seriously looking at the idea of becoming a counselor.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Because you can become a great counselor in your work. But you really have to trust your heart more often.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Derek. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Have
Take
a good
care.
Night.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, we're coming to a close. I'd like to thank you folks for listening to the show and watching my little blurred TV a little bit. Anyways, we did have a bit of a fun. We had somebody come in here a little bit nuisance, trying to make a big thing about it. But you know what? It makes a difference. Kids like to have fun in the thing. They call this a joke or whatever you want to call it. I mean, I've seen someone in here on the Pal Talk chat room saying that I'm a joke and whatever else you want to call it. But guess what? I don't care. I've done it for too many years. I don't have to try and prove to some little kid, try to think they're being smart ass. And trust me, my friend, one day you and I will meet. And that day when it comes, and if I read you, you'll know the truth. And you'll be very, very afraid to mess with me. So don't mess with me again. Because this is what we do for a living. We like to help people, but if you want to hurt people, then you got a problem, and you're going to have to deal with it yourself. Anyways, folks, it's been great taking care of things. I'm glad, nice talking to you all. We're coming to a close. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, and you're listening Between Two Worlds. Take care, folks. Be safe and be good and behave. Bye.